Come forward, please. Come forward. Come forward, please. Sit in the first sub, second sub, third sub. There'll be so much reward, inshallah. If you want to achieve reward, sit in the first, second, third sub mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are sitting in the first, second, third sub, they'll be front sub on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنقا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم نحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين درو شريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, my brothers, and beloved youth. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us a noble life. It's called life with Iman. Successful life. He created a house of believer. There are so many creation been created in the house of Jew and Christians and Hindu and Sikh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All praise due to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala who created us in the house of believer. Allah grant those who are away from Iman, Allah grant them Iman also. And also Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala granted us dignity and respect with many, many things, which is mentioned under commentary of this ayat, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. The commentator said in the commentary of this ayah, كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, I have given dignity, respect, children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, to Bani Adam. Through Manahahu al-Aqal. First things Allah gave us, al-Suratul Hasana. Allah granted me and you a beautiful face. The eyes on its place, nose on its place. Allah granted us a beautiful face. Al-Suratul Hasana. Our eyes not at the back. Our nose not on the forehead. Otherwise the person look ugly. Mention karramna bani Adam. Oh, the children of Adam, I have given you a beautiful face. You have to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that. Further, manahahu al-aql. Allah granted me and you understanding. understanding. Allah did not create me and you like a mad person, a mental person. No. Allah given me understanding, we understand everything. Third things, mana'ahu an-nutuk. Allah given me a tongue, can speak properly. We can utter each and every word. We can explain whatever we needed, whatever we want. We can explain, we can talk, we utter everything. That is a great bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah said, karramna bani Adam. I have given you a beautiful tongue also. Manaha wa siha. Allah has given you the step by step healthy life. From the time of you have come in this dunya, small age, then until you reach to the age of teenage a person like 15, 16, 17, then 20, 25. Healthy life. I just have a news at one part of the dunya somewhere. A boy, you know, that he just born like a, can you see him? He look like 105 years old. 105 years old. Everything old. Just born now. So Allah given me beautiful life, face, understanding, tongue, and also akramahu bin ni'am. I have given you so many bounties. I showered upon you bounties and bounties like rain. How like rain, one drop, another drop, another drop, continuously raining. Same thing Allah said, I am showering on you my bounties day and night. That you can shower your life on me, Allah said. Akramahu bin ni'am. So many ni'mats and bounties Allah has given me, given all of us. Bounties of, we can hear properly, we can see properly, we can utter properly, we can talk, we can understand. Manahu al-qalb. I've given each and everybody the heart. Beautiful heart. That you understand, you have softened heart. If a child is crying, immediately you're going to turn to the child, even though not your child. And further, faddalahu ala kathirin mimman khalaq. Allah have created 18,000 creation in this dunya. 18,000 creation. About each and every creation, I have given you dignity and bounties. About 18,000. Insan, the humans, number one. Insan, walakad karramna bani Adam. Lakad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqweem. In the best manner, I have created the insan. Allah says in many, many places in the Quran Kareem, in the Holy Book, Allahu Akbar, I have showered my bounties. I have given you everything, everything that you cannot complain on the day of Qiyamah. I can complain to you. I have given you everything. Did you fulfill my rights? Did you fulfill the rights of Allah? There are so many things. Allah said, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. If we want to greet Allah with pleasure, if we want to meet Allah with pleasure, not in anger mode, then فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Do a righteous deed. If you do righteous deed, the good deeds in this dunya, then Allah says, man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. He will love to meet Allah, to greet Allah. Then Allah says, I love to greet you too. Comes in hadith, man wajada faqad, man jadda wajada. If you make effort, you will achieve. If you do something, then you will get it. Man lam yajid, lam yajid. If you're not going to do, not going to make effort in this dunya, not going to turn towards Allah, you're not going to fulfill the rights of Allah, you won't get nothing on the day of Qiyamah. For example, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran Kareem. Two fundamental law. Allahu Akbar. Ajib. He says, look at our youngsters today. My beloved youth. What Allah says in the Quran Kareem. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala given you a beautiful face, beautiful tongue. Two things. Allah mentioned the Quran Kareem that the facial experience person come to know that in what mood is he? Is in a mood of anger or not? If you talk to somebody or if you face to someone, that you're going to face to your parents, face to your brothers, sisters, your family, your relative, or your Muslim fellow, or anyone's in this dunya. So Allah says that person had experience while they're watching on your face, in what mood you are talking, and you're facing to him. Allah said in the Quran Kareem, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't blow up your face and face to anyone. Linnas, not only Muslims, linnas, everyone's. Whoever you face in right mood, with pleasure, with smile face to greet each other. Allah said in the Quran Kareem. And the second place Allah says, don't talk rough. You know, sometimes our youngsters, they talk when they go age of, and a year 7, year 8, I am something, because the human change, the energy is getting, mashallah, he's got muscles, you know, and he eat not 2 times, 5 times a day, and especially the burgers and many other things outside food. So the energy, you know, more powerful. So he try to talk to everybody with F and B's. Start with F and B's. Fish, eh? And be start with that. I'm something. He swear at his parents, so many cases. Swearing at parents in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Sassam said to the Sahaba, oh my companions, don't swear your parents. Don't swear your parents. The Sahaba got shocked, surprised. They said, how can we going to swear our own parents? Impossible that you going to swear, you swear your own parents, you talk bad in front of your parents, impossible. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, it not mean that you're going to swear your parents. You swear someone's parents with F and B's. So he's going to swear your parents with the same word. That means you swear your own parents. That was in the time of Sahaba. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that you swear someone's parents, that person is going to, that young going to swear your parents. Nowadays, you understand what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said clearly, that don't swear your parents means today we ourselves swearing our parents. Happening that, so many cases. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, listen, those who swear the parents, Allahu Akbar. Amr ibn Hawshab radiallahu ta'ala narrated the hadith. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who swear their own parents, swearing, they for them mention Allahu Akbar. When they die, people will bury the person, the young, the youth in their grave. What will happen? Allahu Akbar. It says the bones of the right side will go on the left side, and the left side bones will go on the right side like that. Further mention, his qabr will full of fire of Jahannam. Fire of Jahannam. And Allah will make his face in his grave like donkey. Donkey. In his grave. The Amr ibn Hawshab rahmatullah alayhi said, I went in a village, and the village, the graveyard was next to the village. After Asr, I came out with my friend. I saw the one youth, youngster, he was died within the last 6 months. I saw that one grave open up, and he came out in the face of a donkey, and he was bearing like donkey, making noise, sound, bearing like donkey. So I asked my friend, who was living in that village, What's going on here? What's happening in this graveyard? He says, this youth was drunk. Every day he was drinking wine. Nowadays, very easy. Worse than wine. What is that? MashaAllah, like we listen, like we don't know that. Even small children know. You know, cocaine. And I don't know what and what smoke they do today. No, I'm just smoking, nothing. Inside they put it. Listen, person, take any intoxicated things, any, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will throw him in a such a bad Jahannam. Which Jahannam? When all the Jahannami people, when they burn in the fire of Jahannam, they pus and the blood will flow and will go in one well. It's all pus and blood is got together in one place. From that well, that he have to drink that pus and blood of Jahannami peoples. And he's going to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as a drunkard in front of Anbiya and Prophet of Allah. It's not easy. Each and every person going to die. Definitely there is no doubt. Each and every person going to die. There is no doubt. Allah said in the Quran Kareem, if someone remain in this dunya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should remain till the day of Qiyamah. But Allah said, none Nabi, none companions, none pious person remain in this dunya. Everybody have to depart from this dunya. He have to face towards Allah. Face towards Allah. And when you resurrect on the day of Qiyamah, you come out from your grave as a drunkard. Allah does not have to explain to anyone, because already your act shown as a drunkard. In front of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Amr ibn Hawshab rahmatullah alayhi said, I asked my friend, what is the story? What's going on? He says, this youngster was drunk and then he was getting conscious. His mother was telling him, beta, don't do this. Sharab napiyo. Don't take intoxicating, don't drink wine. What he was saying to his mother, why are you barking and bearing like donkey? I'm going to carry on. I'm not going to listen to you. Says the day he died, from that day till today, every day, Asr namaz, after Asr salah, the cover, the grave open up, and he comes out and he bark and bay 3 times like donkey and go back to the grave. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that same thing. Today our youngsters, they think it's joke. Because I got money in my pocket and I got muscle in my body. I'm not going to listen to anybody. I am not going to listen to anyone's. Mufti Abdul Rauf Sahib mentioned in his Kitab Allahu Akbar, one person, one youngster, he was 25 years old. When he died, he was nearly to perform his janazah salah. The Imam was standing in front of the body. Allahu Akbar. And his coffin was shaking. Like something inside was shaking, something inside. So he said, before we start his janazah salah, we open his coffin and saw inside was a poison snake. Poison snake is a true story. Poison snake. We tried to kill the snake. I'm repeating because youngsters, they think it's joke. Namaz is joke. Deen is joke. The commands of Allah is joke. Commands of Rasulullah and Sunnah is joke. No, my beloved youth, listen. We try to kill the snake. Allah has given the snake tongue to talk. The snake was talking to them. I am not the snake from this dunya. I have been sent from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to punish this youth. This youngster, why is it? That's replying, because of 3 things. Number one, he was listening azan. He was listening azan. And he was not pondering and coming towards the house of Allah to perform his salah. While he knew that, That is the time of Salah. How many youngsters? Someone sent me a message after Ramadan in Canada. Allahu Akbar. He says so many people hijacked the next day of Eid from Masjid, from our Masjid. If you can find them, please bring them to our house, the house of Allah in a Masjid. Beginning, I didn't understand what he's saying. So just, oh ho, meaning the youngsters and everyone, it was a big crowd in the month of Ramadan in the Masjid till the day of Eid. Big crowd. Every namaz time, you see the youngsters, mashallah, punctual in Ramadan, Zohar time, Asr time, Maghrib, Isha and Sahri and Fajr, everything. But after Eid, Allahu Akbar, they have been hijacked by who? By Shaitan. They've been hijacked. They're not coming in the Masjid. What's wrong? What happened? Look at the youngster. Look at this youth. What happened to him? He says he was hating and he just liked to sitting in the gathering of the ulama. Because the ulama is inheritance of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. And this delivering the message of Allah, he was hating the lesson, the hadith and Quran. He doesn't like to sit in the company of the ulama. He liked to sit in the company of the bad people. And the third things Allah has given him the wealth, he did not spend in the path of Allah. My youth, my beloved youth, listen. Very easy. So I can use my muscle anyway. My hormone is changed after a few, like 14, 15 is changed. I can use my muscles, my strength anyway. Allah said, if wherever you spend, listen, a time will come that death will come to you and will bring you towards me. You have to answer to me. One day, your strength, your muscle will melt in your grave and you have to face to Allah Ta'ala and you have to answer. You're going to be answerable in your grave on the day when you die. You have to answer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we have to, may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to use our muscle, our strength in the right direction. Direction which mentioned by Allah and mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some hadith Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, our youth today, Allahu Akbar. He says, if you don't perform your salah on time, daily, listen, on the day of Qiyamah is going to be written 3 lines on your forehead. That you destroy the rights of Allah, number one. Number two, today you're going to face to Allah. Today you're going to face to Allah while Allah is angry upon you. And the third line is written there. You destroyed the right of Allah. You did not perform your salah. Today you deprived from the mercy of Allah. From the mercy of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this. Hadith mentioned by Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi. Quoted by Imam Bayhaqi. The narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Says when a person, he got strength, he understand that the first pillar of Islam after Iman is Salah. And if he misses Salah, Al-Aqra says it's a bold snake, meaning it's a very huge snake, will come to his grave. What kind of a snake is that one? Mentioned hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, in the length, how big is it? In the length, equal of one day journey. And his nails is so long, made with the irons. And that also so long in the length. How is big one? Says one day journey. The snake also got hand. Mention the hands, the nails made with the irons. And he will bite the person who missed his salah purposely. He will bite him and the person will sink inside the 70 hand. And he will take out with his nail and he will bite him again 70 times a day. The person who misses salah purposely. Amazing. Allahu Akbar. Look at our Sahaba. Look at our Sahaba. Allahu Akbar. Listen to life. I have no time to go in the life of Talha ibn Ubaidullah. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Talha ibn Ubaidullah. He was teenager, businessman. He went to Syria. He born 15 years before Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prophethood. 15 years. When Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 40. Talha ibn Ubaidullah, he achieved
He was given the glad tiding of Jannah. He was from the 10 Sahaba. Al-Asharatul Mubashara was given the glad tiding of Jannah. What the beautiful things they did in their life that Prophet ﷺ gave them. The glad tiding of Jannah in this dunya. They also was young. We also in the same age. How much we achieving for the dunya? We think that I am intelligent when I got nice mashallah muscle. And I can earn a lot of money. I can do whatever I wish. Allahu Akbar. They also got same life. Why they did not do that? You have to follow the life of the Sahaba. They were teenagers too. Look at the Talha ibn Ubaidullah. He went to Syria to do business. On the way, one Christian monk called him. There is anybody in your group who came from Makkatul Mukarrama, who are living nearby Kaabatullah, the house of Allah. He says, yes, I am also from Makkah Mukarrama. And I am born in the family of Quraysh. And Quraysh was a noble family, respected family. Allahu Akbar. That Talha ibn Ubaidullah said, that monk, Christian monk, told me, a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name is Ahmed. Did you saw him? He born in Makkah. He said, I don't know about him. I don't know about him. If you tell me his name, so he says, his name is in our kitab in Bible, Ahmed, which Allah called in the Quran also Ahmed. And he is a second name, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, son of Abdullah. He born in Makkah. Allah has given him prophethood. And he's a final Nabi. Listen, my teenager, he said to Talha ibn Ubaidullah, you're going to be a first person to accept Islam on his hand. Don't beat anybody else. Meaning don't let anybody that beat you, that they accepted Islam before you. You go quickly to Makkah Mukarrama and become Muslim. And he was the eighth person amongst the Muslim who accepted Islam. He says, I tied my camel, everything. I want to earn more money in the business. I left my business. I came to Makkah Mukarrama. Straight away, I went to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And I asked him about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, he said, yes, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi. He said, do you know about him? So he mentioned everything. Yes, I also believe in him. I accepted Islam on his hand. Says, this is a dream. This is the things that Christian monk mentioned to me in the journey of Syria. He said, let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will explain it. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took Talha ibn Ubaidullah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained him everything. He said, listen, there is none worthy of worship but one Allah. Leave everything, leave the religion of your forefathers. Leave everything, only believe in one Allah and believe in me. I am the final Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam. He says, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. After that, his mother name was As-Saba. Saba means difficult. There's no time to go more in detail. I should tell you, today we keep our children, our family's names with the hero's name or actor's name or some player's name. We like their name. But there is no meaning to. Look at As-Saba meaning difficult. His mother was real difficult, As-Saba. She started beating him, hitting him, Talha ibn Ubaidullah. And she told all the youngsters, come and take my child. Come and take my teenager boy, Talha ibn Ubaidullah, in jungle and beat him and give him hiding. Allahu Akbar. Nawfal bin Khuwailid, who was the brother of Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, radiyallahu ta'ala. Anha. He took Talha ibn Ubaidullah in jungle. He tied his hand like this and was beating him from the back. All youngsters says, today I'm warning you, you have to leave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know what date you are? That look at him. He is telling everybody, leave your forefathers' religion and go to the one religion, the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You have to deny him today, otherwise we're going to kill you. He says, do whatever you like, but I am not going to leave the religion of Islam. Teenager, 15 years. Today, you tell some youngster, come for namaz. Still I'm young, I got muscle. You know that. some work, that work, that work. I'm busy in the game. I don't know what and what. Fill them casino and that in the hand, in our pocket today. Allahu Akbar, may Allah save all of our children. That's why that is a responsibility of the parents also to check our children. It says shame on the parents. They married, the children grown up, still parents are not leaving the sins. That's why the children also learning the sins from parents. It says, oh, when the child swear, he said, don't swear anyone. He said, father, you too swear. He said, no, I'm father, I can swear, you can't swear. Your child will learn from you. We have to be role model for our children too. If you perform punctual in a salah, your children will punctual in salah. You can tell them openly. If you're not going to perform salah, you can't tell your children. Same thing back answer, they're going to tell you, oh, you're not performing salah. How can you telling us? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice, inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give tawfiq our youngsters. My beloved youth, one day we have to die. We're going to lose our strength and everything. We have to face to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Before we face to Allah ta'ala, prepare your life for the death. Or after the death, may Allah give us tawfiq and ability to practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, from next we're going to talk about hajj, inshallah. Wa akru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.